Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. In an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femenino and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, 5 o'clock Friday. Good to have you. Day two of the draft. Three questions for the people. A, your reaction to last night trading up. It was crazy down here when it happened. It's what I wanted for the people. And I mean, it feels like they understand the moment. They're in their window. They're a Super Bowl team. And they made a move last night where need and best available, I think, met in the middle. Mm-hmm. Like one of Rico's economic classes he teaches. that supply-demand curve. It felt right. So now you look at night two and you go, all right, what do you want? You know, for me, offensive line. That doesn't change. I really do believe it's in the best interest of the team to do that. Now, they can do whatever the hell they want. They're going to get a football player, and you actually have a shot to know who the hell it is.
Right.
But I want to know who you want. I want to know what you think about Terry Arnold. And if you were here for the event last night, I mean, they had to close the gate an hour prior.
2 hours.
Two hours prior to the event, you set an NFL attendance record for the first day of the draft. You claimed the pre-tickets more than anyone else, 350,000, and you set the record overall. It was really a great night for the city. It shows how much this city cares and how much this city would die for this team to win.
Yeah,
and
you know
we
what
looked,
also
we looked good.
You know what it also did? I think the NFL has to put Detroit in the rotation. Like, this can't be a one-off where, oh, poor Detroit, we'll give you this draft thing. No, you got to do this again because the people showed out. So I know Vegas is probably going to be in that rotation. Detroit has to be.
You know where next year is, right?
Yeah, Green Bay.
Enjoy that hillbilly town. There'll be plenty of cow pastures for people to hang out in up there.
I'm just saying Detroit, in my opinion, needs to be in that 6-17 rotation where.
Yeah, it'd be nice, but I don't see it.
Mike, if you keep setting records like that, it'll be hard for the NFL to say, no, I don't want to go back there.
One note, what Beanie mentioned in the update, that is big news today.
The Guardian helmet?
Uh-huh. Yeah. And I know they are funny-looking things. Now, yes, they've already said they will kind of, I don't
tailor
know,
it to the uniform
colors. you wouldn't like spray paint it. I don't know what they're going to do, but there would be team logos on them.
So
but
the
like,
Giants won't be rolling out there with orange ones?
No, they'll just have a giant poop emoji on them. But the whole point is that's a thing now. Like, I don't be surprised when you see more of those. When the data is telling you concussions are cut in half, it is a business decision now. It's not a fashion show. All right, so we'll get to the callers in a second. Rico, you have your list. Now, the setup for this, you know, we did it tongue-in-cheek to start the week, the Rico Research Institute,
right,
where Brad Holmes selects elite RAS score, relative athletic score, mm-hmm, and players he's gone to their pro day. You can go back and look at this. So what we did was, all right, let's take those parameters and apply it to this year's draft. And we had a list of four names. Mm-hmm. One of those four was Terry Arnold. We didn't believe he'd be available. Well, guess who we moved up to go and get? Elite RAS,
yeah,
and pro day visit, Terry and Arnold. So now Rico has a list, and he is going to give you this list of players on day two.
The list just keeps getting added to.
Just making some slight addendums. I mean, we can have Kenny read the list if you like.
That's okay.
Okay, then.
So, you know what? I would love for Kenny to read the first name if he could.
You know what? Don't. Oh. It'll make Kenny feel bad about himself. So these are Elite Raz.
Elite Raz, not necessarily pro day, but met with the Lions.
Oh.
So they met with the Lions.
Okay.
Defensive tackle, defensive lineman, Rook Aroro.
Aroro?
Aroro. That's how you pronounce it, Aroro.
Sounds great.
Rook Aroro, and he's actually from here. He played ball at River Rouge High School back in the day. He went to Clemson. He has the top RAS score for defensive tackles. He's number one. The second guy, would you stop it, Michael?
Well, I'm adding Braden Fisk to your list because he fits the profile.
But the thing is, I think Braden Fisk is somebody that they would have to move up and do one of your things because I think Braden Fisk is going to go higher. He's going to go in the 30s today.
Okay, all right.
Whereas Rook may be there for their pick later on.
Okay.
So these are the guys that I'm projecting that would still be there. Roger Rosengarten. I can't with you right now. Roger.
You can tell it's been a long week of draft shows, man.
I like the names you're adding, Mike.
Roger has an elite RAS score. He's an offensive tackle from the University of Washington. He's a guy that can come down, and next year when Taylor Decker probably leaves, he can come in, be your right tackle when you move Sewell over to the left tackle. The other one is Marshawn Nealon. He's met with the team a couple times. Defensive lineman from Western Michigan. Those three guys.
That's a name a couple people brought up to us pre-draft.
Yeah.
So, no, I'm really glad you brought him back around because now that actually fits.
Yeah.
Now, interesting note here. No Zach Frazier. No Cooper Beebe.
You know what? Give me this. Give me your laptop.
Wait a second. No.
Just give me your laptop.
No Zach Frazier. No Cooper Beebe. And no Jackson Powers Johnson.
They have elite RAS score, but I think that those guys are going to be going
high
tonight. They're going to be off the board in like picks 33 through 40. They'll be gone. So in order to get those guys, you're going to have to go ahead and mortgage the future and you know, trade away some picks from next year. The guys that I gave you will be there, have an elite RAS score, and have a relationship with the Lions. So that it fits what Brad Holmes wants to do, and he doesn't have to do anything, they'll probably, one of those three should fall to the Lions.
Okay. The other name to watch for, too, is Johnny Newton.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Okay, I just don't trust you with anything that you put on here. But okay, yes, Johnny Newton. Now, Johnny Newton is interesting because he's that guy that, I mean, he could be like this year's Brian Branch, where a lot of people had him going in the first round, and then he just kept sliding, and then the Lions ended up collecting Branch in the second round. And to me, he's still the – I know I'm in the minority. That was my favorite pick from last year, was Branch.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I mean, people like Gibbs and Laporta. I like Branch.
It's a free country.
Branch came out in game one with the pick six. Yeah.
It's a free country, man. You also like Bill Withers. I mean, you got lots of weird tastes.
Who doesn't like Bill Withers?
248-539-9797. I mean, Kenny, Rico's reticent to read some of these names, and that's okay.
Kenny, you can read the next.
I don't think that's a great idea. Let's go to the callers, see what they've got to say about it. 248-539-9797. Let's go to Mike, who's going to lead off the 5 o'clock. Mike, what's going on, buddy?
Rico, Mike. Fellas,
yes, sir.
Detroit looked wonderful last night, man. We all have a lot to be happy about, from the mayor, the governor, the ownership, the construction people. We all have a lot to – Detroit just looks awesome, man. Listen.
It did.
I'm 60 years old. 83 was my first draft that I ever watched, and I couldn't believe Dan Marino dropped. He was a sixth quarterback, and he was drafted like 29th or something crazy. Detroit had one draft choice that year. A fullback by the name of James Jones went 10.
Yep.
Out of Florida.
And whoa. Mike, you want to know why Dan Marino slid that far?
His junior year?
No, they said he had a bad attitude.
Oh, I thought his Wonderlic was like a two.
He had a bad attitude, and he was just going to be a malcontent, and he just slid all the way to Miami.
Three of those quarterbacks went to the Hall of Fame.
That was Jim Kelly, Marino. You had Boomer Esiason in that draft, correct?
Not Boomer.
No,
Jim Kelly.
In that one.
Nope. Dan Elway. I mean, John Elway.
It was Elway. I'm sorry.
John Elway
and I think
was number
it was
one
like
overall.
Tony Eason. Yep. And
oh, wow, Patriots.
There was a bunch of them, man. There was a bunch of them. But listen, you know how you have a girlfriend and you see another girl and you're like, man, I really like her, but I got to settle for this other babe. I just don't have it. I saw the guy for Alabama, the guy that we have. I saw his workout. I saw things. Man, I was celebrating. I said, this guy has the twitch. This guy has it all. And I was dreaming that we could get him, man. And then yesterday's draft happened. And our general manager, I mean, he ends up doing it. But this was, since 83, I've been watching drafts. This was the draft that just blew me away with how the picks went, how things happened. And for us to get a legitimate elite athlete at a position of need. I'm talking of a guy who normally in a normal year probably would go in the top 10, top 12. And for us to get him at 24, we'd only get another third round, bingo, A+. Go ahead.
No, Mike, I want to add something because I think you're making a great point. It's, if you're a Lion fan, Mike, and you clearly are, for years you sat back, and let me use an example. You watched the Baltimore Ravens, right? And every year, you'd be like, how the hell did that guy – oh, of course Baltimore got that guy. Mm-hmm. Oh, of course it all worked out for them, or this guy fell to them. That's what you're becoming. Like, you're a team where every time you draft, it's like, oh, really? Detroit's going to get that gift, or they're going to make that move?
I have so much confidence. Mike, you're so right. Because not only is our coach aggressive and have kahunas, our general manager has kahunas. Our owner has kahunas. Our quarterback has kahunas. And with the way
cojones
things are going, man, my only concern, fellas, is I thought we were going to have multiple picks. I'm kind of concerned at the wide receiver position because we don't have that proven second receiver. I do have concerns there. You draft for the current season, and sometimes you draft for the future. And with the offensive center slash guard, we're looking for the possible somebody get hurt in the future. But this year right here, we need an aggressive ass safety. We need another wide receiver from however they're going to get them.
Okay, hold on. But Brian, hold on one second. So have you just given up on J-Mo?
No. I haven't given up on him, but we can't have question marks. Fellas, have you guys realized that these teams watched the San Francisco 49ers face the Detroit Lions in the conference final, and it's an arm race since then? Those two teams that played were loaded. And if you look at the receivers in the NFL today, there are more quality wide receivers in the NFL today than I've ever seen in my lifetime. And you have
to
be paired with some guys who can legitimately get open and catch the ball.
You're one Amon-Ra injury from this offense not functioning.
He doesn't get hurt.
No. I'm saying he doesn't get hurt. He'll play. He's tough. My point is, receiver offensively is the D tackle need defensively. It's not but it is there.
No, I get what he's saying, because after my initial wanting to just throw a chair down the way you did for the Chase Young thing with the Niners pick, I got to thinking, like, you know what? They could bring all of those guys and play next year. Like, you don't – and, yeah, it is an arms race, and that's why if you're the Lions going out and solidifying your corner spots because you got to cover those guys, you know what? Let's go bring in some defensive players, bring in the heat, because the difference maker last year was Chris Jones from Kansas City, who just disrupted things, and they didn't have an elite defense. They had a guy who just disrupted offenses.
Yeah.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road, the steeper the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe? Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.